Start your day off right with a dose of vitamin E. Welcome to the Step Strong Podcast. I am your host, Tara J. Black, the Round the Way Social Worker. Here, our main purpose is to heal, empower, and motivate you to smile big and step strong through this thing called life. Now let's get to the business. Hi, it's Tara. Are you ready to reset your life? Well, good news. I am the Step Strong Coach, and I can show you how to reset your life and step strong unapologetically, be it your personal or your relationship. Click the link in the bio of the podcast so you can schedule an appointment so that you can live your best life. Now step strong. Hey, watch. Hey, y'all. Hey, it's Tara. You know Tara, you're Around the Way Social Worker. And baby, I am back just to give you a dose of vitamin E because you know you need it to educate, empower, and encourage you to smile big and step strong through this thing called life. Honey, if you have not listened to last week's episode, please go back and listen to it. It was a candid conversation where some girls and I were together and we were just really running our emotions. Are we emotionally driven? Are we emotionally aware? And I want to bring it closer. We're talking about in our relationships. And a lot of times we don't recognize or understand that us being unemotionally aware or in tune, how it really affects our relationship. It really brings a lot of baggage when we are not aware of, or we have not matured to the level of being in control of our emotions. Because let's just be honest, a lot of our spats and fallouts and breakups, it comes from communication. Rather, the communication is understood or misunderstood. That still creates this havoc in your relationship, but we have to be emotionally aware, and not only aware, but we have to be emotionally mature to be able to understand what's being said to us. And I think that one thing when we're talking about being emotionally aware or emotionally mature, especially in our relationships, learn to ask questions and stop jumping to a conclusion or assuming. Just because you heard it that way, that was not the intention of it. So you immediately jump in your feelings, let your emotions, you shake them up like you're shaking up dice, and whichever one rolls out, that's the one you roll with. But that's not how we become emotionally mature, neither aware emotionally. Ask questions for clarity. I'm the baby. If you say something to me before I react, I want to get clarity. So what you're saying to me, so let me make sure I'm understanding this right. I want clarity because I want to make sure that I'm emotionally aware and that I am emotionally mature to have the conversation or to continue the conversation. Doing this will diffuse a whole lot of problems, a whole lot of situations that you don't even need in your relationship. But you have to be mindful of the tone that you're asking these questions. I say it all the time, and when y'all listen to me, y'all know my tone is heavy. I said on the live that I did that sometimes I can come across as assertive or aggressive because my tone is heavy, baby. And I don't cut back. But as I have grew and I'm growing and learning from, you know, therapy and coaching and all, you know, I'm learning that, hey, you don't have to be so rah, rah, rah when you're asking questions or when you need clarification. So it helps in our relationships. So even in my relationship, I'm learning the tone of what I ask for clarity. I'm learning the tones. And not only that, I'm learning to respect boundaries. I'm learning to respect the boundaries, because even though I ask a question or I'm mindful of my tone and they're not ready to really discuss it at the moment, you know, I respect the boundaries and say, well, you know, we're going to put a pin right there. Because what I know is when you want to know something, nah, we ain't breaking. We're going to talk about this right now. Wait a minute. Give the people time to get themselves together. Not only the people, but give yourself time to get yourself together. Because sometimes we just hear some things and we don't process it. We let our emotions, they are like, baby, they ready. They nook if you book. They are ready. Your emotions be there like, yeah, let's go get them. Let's tell them this. Let's tell them that. I'm going to tell you this. I'm going to be transparent with you. Like me and my husband, we were having a conversation and we were just talking and it was so much I wanted to say. And then he left out of the room. He left out of the room. That gave me time to let my mind run. So when he came back, I had reloaded with a whole lot of stuff that I didn't think of at the moment. But Holy Spirit wouldn't let me say it. So I was obedient. So I'm just saying to you, you know, learn to respect boundaries, especially as you are becoming emotionally aware. And I'm telling you, if you start paying attention to your emotions, processing that stuff, and being able to, you know, talk about it, you're going to become a better person, which in turn is going to help your relationships. But I think oftentimes, I ain't got time for that. Yes, you do. Yes, you do. But you have to be willing to, you know, sit with that emotion. You know, like I said before, emotions, most time, they are like women. We wear them Spanx. You know, we have them, baby, everything be held together. You can't eat. You can't breathe too much. You can't even drink a whole lot of water. All you know is that you're ready to get home and get out that thing and baby and breathe a deep breath. So the same thing when it comes to our emotions. We don't like to feel a certain kind of way. We don't like to feel the, and we just want to let it out. But that's not how it is to be handled, especially if you're talking about being emotionally aware, if you're talking about being emotionally mature, especially in your relationship. Because I'm telling you, this is going to be the barrier breaker that you need to help you excel. Even if you are married, if you're dating, if you're single, this is giving you time to get yourself together. And when you become emotionally aware and mature, guess what? You're able to take responsibilities for your action. Well, I did this because of you. No. You did that because you wanted to do it. Now, maybe what they did triggered you. Maybe what they said, you know, pushed you on over the edge. But at the end of the day, you still had a choice. So you did it because you wanted to do it. Start taking responsibility for what you say, for what you do. Because emotionally aware and mature humans are relatable. But if you're not, that's a problem. And there's nothing wrong with taking responsibility and coupled with that, apologizing when you're wrong. Well, now I ain't apologizing because I'm not wrong. Because if they ain't do that, I wouldn't have did. No, now you're not taking responsibility. You have to take responsibility. You don't have to do nothing. But in order for you to grow, you should take into consideration being responsible for your actions and apologizing when you're wrong. So I'm just saying, you know, a lot of times we start to, and I say we, because we're human and we selfish and we flesh and we know how to throw a tantrum and we know how to pout when we don't get what we want. I tell you all the time about my grandson, and when he's talking, if he's crying, I said, no, we're going to use our words, because I don't know what the problem is. Do you want me to help you? If you want me to help you, you have to use your words. So he's learning, even at the age he is. Tears, no. I can't understand that. What's the problem? Tell me what's wrong. You know, he'll say, I'm mad. And I said, well, why are you mad? I'm mad. But he hasn't grown to the point where he can really express why he's mad. He just know he feels a type of way. So I'm saying to you, emotional maturity, emotionally growing it's going to cause you to express yourself. Quit getting mad. Quit sticking out your lips and folding up your arms and express why you feel the way you feel. What is the problem? What did they do? What did they say to make you feel the way that you feel? And you expressing this, you're able to verbalize what it is, opposed to going on a silent rampage for 2, 3, 4 days to a week, or rolling your eyes when you see them, you know, or turning your head like you don't see them. It's going to help you in the end. Let me tell you this, and I know I'm maybe, you know, I'm going out, but hey, it don't matter. Be open to feedback. When people, we're talking about growing, when they tell you, when they show you you, or tell you you, that ain't me. You can't say that that's not you, because that's what they see and that's what they hear. That goes back to the very beginning. We can get clarity, or we can express why we do or why we say, but you can't tell the receiver what they see and what they hear. Be open to hearing the feedback, and then be able to be mature enough to handle and to discuss that. Because I'm telling you, once you are able to receive, you know, constructive criticism is not to hurt you, it's to help you or to critique you to become a better person in whatever area or whatever you're doing. But let me say this to you. Everybody can critique you. And we're talking about in relationships. If the other side is critiquing you, please make sure that when it's your time to critique the other side, that they're open as well. Because a lot of times you want me to be emotionally mature, but you're still acting like a toddler. So I'm just going to be real and honest. So you have to become emotionally mature and aware. And if you know that whoever you're in a relationship with, they're not ready, you're study excelling and you're leveling up in your emotions and you're able to do and you're expressing, you're able to ask questions. Listen to me. You are open to receiving feedback, but when the table is turned, they're not, that's not a healthy relationship. And that's going to make you feel as though your leveling up or your maturity or your growth is in vain. It's not. You're just not working with that relationship, but within yourself, emotionally aware, and growth is for you. Because believe it or not, a lot of issues, a lot of communication styles, we have been on this earth and we have interacted with different people. We've grew up in different homes and we have taken the communication styles from every part of life that we've been in. And now here we are in this relationship and we just have a conglomerate of relationship style. But who's to say they're all right? Who's to say that just because that's what you grew up with and that's how you talk and or that's how you were spoken to, that is right? But now it becomes you. You have to become emotionally mature and be able to communicate in a effective way or in a positive way. And I'm telling you, working on your self-awareness on who you are, looking within, is going to be the trajectory, the turn of you, which is in turn, you draw what's in you. You attract what's in you. However you talk, however you walk, whatever you do, you attract it. So if you want to be emotionally mature to attract to you, if you want that drawn to you, you're going to have to start growing up, baby. But if you want to be emotionally immature, guess what? That's what's going to find you. I'm just saying. So we have to, and this is what I'm saying today, y'all. It's time for us to grow up in our emotions and quit being so sensitive to everything. If somebody look at you wrong or they say something wrong, ask questions. Excuse me, just for clarity, can you explain this to me? Because I'm telling you, you're going to see the difference. You're going to feel the difference, and you're going to start attracting the difference. I know sometimes we ask, why do I always attract? Well, look on the inside. We never want to be the first ones. I think Gladys and I had this song, neither one of us wants to be the first to say goodbye. So, and the same thing with our emotions. Neither one of us wants to be the first one to apologize, take responsibility, you know, especially express vulnerability. We want to be hard as the rock of Gibraltar. But we have to be able to humble ourselves and open to our partners, our friends, our business associates, whatever, and really express how we feel in a mature tone and in a mature atmosphere. So I'm just saying today, we're talking about being aware, emotionally aware, and we're going to keep on riding this thing because I think that we're in a time where everybody is easily offended. Everybody's feelings on their shoulders. They didn't say that to me right. They didn't do that to me right. You know, grow up. We need to grow up. So until the next time, y'all continue to smile big, step strong through this thing called life. Why? Because these people are watching you. They want to see what you're doing. They want to see how you're doing it. And most definitely, how in the world are you maintaining when they know, honey, your emotions be everywhere. You so finicky, but let them know I'm growing up and my emotions and my awareness and my maturity is leveling up. So until the next time, y'all push past the pain and y'all persevere. And y'all remember, talk to God. Talk to God on how to talk to people. Ask him what would he have you to say by way of Holy Spirit. Because sometimes we want to say some things, but that may not be the right time or the right way because we don't know. But say, help me, Holy Spirit. I'm telling you, he gonna give you what to say, when to say it, and how to say it, and how to handle it. And child, you'll be cheesing like Chester Cheetah. Y'all remember them chips? Those little paws? Yeah. Anyways, well, y'all have an amazing week. And we will be back again, such be the Lord's will. And we're going to talk again. So keep on sharing the podcast. Keep on leaving comments and keep on coming back. And I'll holler at you. Y'all be safe.